Welcome to Know the Name, Know the Answers. This is your host, Sharon Lynn Wyeth. I am so thrilled to be back. I missed you guys last week. I appreciate Elizabeth Joyce sitting in for me. She had her own radio show on BBS for a long, long time, so I thought it'd be great to give it to her since she would know what she was doing. I enjoyed being at the opening of the Fine Art Gallery. The Fine Arts Gallery has been open a long time, but it was the opening evening of them displaying my artwork, so that was really fun and something that I needed to do. And so I am back, and I am just delighted to welcome our guest tonight, RJ Redden. Now, this lady is a hoot and incredibly intelligent. It's a little bit of a different field from where we normally are. She creates bots, and she does it for computers. Now, most of you might be saying, what's a bot? And so it is a way of communicating with other people via your computer, but I'm really going to let her explain it because we're going to get techno really fast, and she's a hoot in how she'll do it, and you'll enjoy listening to her explain it a whole lot better than you'll enjoy listening to me explain it. So, RJ, welcome to Know the Name, Know the Answers.
Thank you, Sharon, for having me. I have been looking forward to this, to talking with your beautiful audience, and we're going to have a great time tonight. That's what I think.
I think so, too. So we're going to start with, first of all, I always want to announce the call-in number. So computer questions, any questions you have relating to that, we're taking calls at 888-627-6008. And some of you may be saying, I want to ask a question, but I have no idea what to ask because I have no idea what we're talking about tonight. And so that's what we're going to start with. Again, the number is 888-627-6008. So, RJ, what is a bot?
A bot is a tremendous way to facilitate the front end of a conversation. And so, Sharon, you and I have met at many events over the past, I'd say, year and a half. And at events or networking events or whatever, a lot of people stand around and they ask every person that they meet about the same seven questions. During those questions, we're asking questions, we're answering them, we're figuring out, is this a person that I'd love to sit down and have, you know, a cup of coffee with, or is this a person that the connection is probably going to end right here? We instantly qualify people in our heads. We know who we're going to hand that business card to. We know who we're going to follow up with the next day. Now, what if you had a digital assistant that took care of that front end of the conversation for you? What if you had a digital assistant that sat on your website and asked people qualifying questions, delivered them a freebie, and then for the people who were qualified, got them on your calendar for you? Would that be cool? That's what a bot is.
That would be so cool.
Oh, I'm telling you, it's craziness. I ran into bots. I was, I did teach people technology. For the longest time, I was everybody's marketing IT girl. And I was kind of looking for something that would be a little bit more fulfilling. I ran into bots, and it was like the first 5 minutes I fell in love, because here it is. I'm having a conversation instead of being talked at. I'm asking and answering these questions. I know it's a bot. I mean, please, you can't fool me, but I'm having fun. This is personal to me, and it was valuable to me at that moment. For so much of marketing, we're focused on get your message out there, get your message out there, get your message out there. We try to talk to as many people as we possibly can in order that a few trickle back. What if we have that personal digital assistant that sits right in the way and directs traffic for us? Some of them get to the calendar. Some of them get to an extra freebie. Some of them get to a webinar I'm holding next week. That kind of assistance, which you don't have to pay a full salary for that, right? That would, if somebody did that for you in your business, you'd have a heck of a full-time salary on your hands. I can teach the computer to recognize certain signals. I can have that personal connection with someone and then increase that personal connection offline. And that's really the tip of the iceberg of the magic of a chatbot. But I think that that's something that everybody relates to, sitting in those networking meetings. Meeting people one-on-one is absolutely the best. It's the best. You can sit across. You can.
Okay, RJ, so I have a question.
Tell me.
Just to clarify for everybody, and that is, okay, so the last time I went to New York City, I met about 150 people. So according to your bots, as long as I have all those business cards, instead of me typing into everyone, it was great to meet you, and something that would identify who we were and to make that reconnection, I could literally type in the information and have my bot send them a message, and then they would be conversing with my bot and sending information back, and the bot would take care of a great deal of the conversation. Is that what I'm hearing?
That is what you're hearing, that not only would it take care of that first conversation, that first touchback with that 150 people, it's also going to sort the 150 into buckets. Some people are nice to get to know, but maybe there's nothing you can do together right now, so those go into a certain category. Then there's people who you probably need to call physically today or tomorrow. Those go in a group by themselves. Then we've got folks who maybe just need a couple of freebies and some extra touches to figure out, you know, is this somebody that I want to go forward with in, you know, whatever way that you want, partnerships, JVs, maybe some transactions. But the bot will sort those people into buckets for you and have further conversations or get them on your calendar as needed. So it makes follow-up, which is one of the hardest things, it makes it a snap.
Okay, so first of all, I don't know what a bot looks like. I mean, I do because of you, but I'm thinking that most people out there, and I didn't before I met you, what does a bot look like, and does it show up on our account? Does it show up in our text messages? How does it show up, and what does it look like?
Well, most people in the past 2 years have probably gotten a bot or two on Messenger, and that would be if you have messaged a company on their page, and all of a sudden they start sending you, you know, messages about discounts or, you know, I'm having a webinar or I'm having a live stream, come see, you've interacted with a bot. There are also bots out there that interact with you much more fully. Those usually live on people's web pages. What I do is I create, when I get a client, I will create for them a chatbot landing page that folks can land on and they can immediately start having a conversation. Those landing pages are focused. I've got one for one of my shows. And it talks to people about the show. It shows people, you know, it shows people previews of the show. It asks them if they want reminders, that type of thing. So it's a whole conversation that happens on a page. I really like that approach, and my clients like it, because if you've got a bot inside Messenger, you're competing with every single one of that person's friends and all of the other bots that they're connected to, and you're competing with Facebook itself for attention. That's a tough place to be. If you have a bot that is on a landing page and the only thing on that landing page is a bot, there's nothing to distract someone from having a conversation with you. Because when you and I are standing, you know, next to each other at a conference, we're focused on the conversation. We're not going to let anything distract us because we're important to each other. That same type of contact is available on these chatbot landing pages. And basically what it looks like is exactly the same thing as it looks like in Messenger. It's just that you're not competing with everybody else. Does that make sense?
Yes. Now, just so that everyone understands, because I know this is really strange territory for most, is imagine a cartoon character shows up in your text message and types out a question to you. And then, based on your response, a cartoon character shows up, same one, maybe different, doing something different, or a different one, and literally asks another question. So you find yourself having a conversation with this cartoon character. That's what RJ's bots look like. It looks like a cartoon character that you're having this conversation with. And it's very hard to tell that somebody isn't behind typing that out and back to you. It really feels like you're having a conversation with an individual. So just to get an idea of what those bots look like, if you would go to Black Belt Bots, and bots is B-O-T-S, B like in boy. So blackbeltbots.com, you can see on RJ's website what some of those bots look like, because one of her links has those bots coming up. So you get an idea of what we're talking about. And of course, if you join her website, then you'll start getting bots in your inbox. So RJ, how come you named it Black Belt Bots?
Well, I used to be in martial arts and I really loved it. I haven't had a whole lot of time for in the past couple of years. But back when I was a technology coach, I had a Facebook group named The Dojo, and everybody loved The Dojo. I mean, we did little challenges in there. We had little belt certificates. It was hugely fun. But as with all Facebook groups, they generally have a beginning, a middle part, which is really engaging, and then these things kind of peter out as Facebook changes their algorithm and people's lives change and all of that kind of stuff. But I just remembered that being the coolest thing, where people could come, you know, online and do The Dojo. When I decided to turn everything over to bots, it was actually one of my clients, because I was talking to her. It took me 5 minutes to fall in love with the bot. It took me 2 weeks to decide, this is it. This is all I'm doing for the future. I'm turning my entire business over this. I was on the phone with a client, and she came up with it. And it took me about 5 seconds to hit up Google Domains and buy Black Belt Bots, because that is so, it's just so me. It's so me. And people now, when they join my classes and stuff, they get belt certificates and all that. So we're continuing the spirit of a group that I really loved being a part of.
Now, if you ever meet RJ or have her to your event to speak to groups, one, she's hysterical and everybody's always laughing as they're learning. But the other thing is, she always shows up in some kind of a costume. Okay, so she comes across with all this personality, which I so wish you could see on the radio. So this is a way of changing Facebook Messenger, right? Is that where most people are using their bots?
A lot of people are still using bots on Messenger, absolutely, but now it's expanding because as a person who is an entrepreneur, you never want to build your entire house on somebody else's land, because they could want to sell that land. You know what I'm saying? So bots are expanding beyond the Facebook Messenger universe. They're going onto people's websites. I can now put a bot in Slack. I can do Slack. I can do Viber. I think there are 6 or 7 other lesser known platforms. The API for WhatsApp is going to be available, I hear, sometime this year. So we'll be able to write bots into WhatsApp, and I can also write a bot to someone's direct message Twitter account. So they're starting to expand and get all over the place, but probably most people's experience is centered on Messenger right now.
Okay, so audience, you know that I interview first and then we open it up to questions. And some of you may be saying, I have no what to ask. I'm still not getting bots. And if that's the case, call in and ask the question and say, okay, tell me something else about bots to help me understand it more. And to just think, any of you that interact with a lot of people or you need a lot of information all at the same time, this thing called bots can help you. And it is the most amazing thing to see. And they keep coming back. Like, I get so many bots now in my inbox. And at least when RJ is doing the bots, they're cartoon characters. They're fun to watch. And it's just kind of like reading a comic book at the same time you're having a conversation with this character. So if you were just getting started, what would you tell somebody, RJ?
If I was just getting started looking at this this form, this, it's a marketing form. If I were just starting to look at it, I would say to you, if you wanted to kind of mess around with it and just get your feet wet and think, okay, is this going to be something that's valuable to me? I actually have a gift for everybody. I shot you the link, Sharon, and it is a link to a free template and free step-by-step videos that show you how to install and customize that template. If you want to get your feet wet, a really great program to learn on and a free one is ManyChat. And that's what the template is in. I wanted to give people a chance to kind of swim around in it a little bit and see if that kind of stuff appeals to them or would appeal to their audience. Basically, it's a real basic bot. It's a welcome conversation. And a welcome conversation is just what we were talking about before. Like when you introduce yourself to someone at a networking event, you're getting some of their details, you're giving some of yours, you're asking and answering those qualifying questions. That's what this bot teaches you how to do. And what I would say is if you dive in there, and this is something that appeals to you, then it's you know, first of all, if you scroll down to the bottom of the page on that link, you can schedule a half an hour with me, and I will talk to you about bot strategy all day if you're not careful. So you can get all of your questions answered about, you know, how, is this something to move into right now? What program do I use? You know, how often should I send things? I've been doing nothing but this for 2.5 years, and I can tell you all of those things, and I'm more than willing to spend time with people who want to learn the basics. I think that...
Okay, so what's the link? Let's just give them the link, because I know some people are going, okay, Sharon, where is it? What's the link?
What's the link? Let me see here. My computer here. All right, we've got... It is on HTTPS, and then we've got the colon and a couple of backslashes. And then we've got blackbeltbots.com. This is a long one. You guys, I should have shortened this. Blackbeltbots.kartra.com.
I haven't spelled that.
Kartra. K-A-R. T is in Tom, ra.com. And then we have a little backslash and the word page. And then a little backslash, final one, I promise. And then the word welcome bot. No spaces.
Okay, so your backslashes, are they going backwards or are they just all just slashes going forwards?
Gosh, they come from, how do I explain this? They're backslashes.
So they're going backwards.
They're tilting forward.
They're not going forward, correct?
The top of them tilts forward. The back of them tilts backward. But we call it
backslash. Okay, so they look just like the backslashes that are after the HTTPS.
Yeah. They're all the same.
Okay, that's what I want to know. Okay, guys. Y'all know how to find my pages for when you come in to do the archives or you come in to listen afterwards. So on knowthename.com, if you just go to the schedule page, you come to March 12th, you come in and you find out about RJ, and it'll give you her website, and it now will give you the ManyChat that she talked about for experimentation, and it'll let you know that this last long one that she just gave us, and how you can get in touch with her and get to play around with it. So it's all right there on a website that you're familiar with, knowthename.com. Come to the schedule page. Come to March 12th. You'll get all the information. Okay. That's what I wanted to make sure, RJ, when you were doing it, because I was literally typing it in so everybody who can't wait till the end of the show to go experiment and play can go get it right now.
Well, and let me tell you, even if you don't really want to get into bots, it's helpful if you're an entrepreneur to know the context of what someone's talking about when they do talk about chatbots. So even if this is something that, you know, you don't think that you're going to use, at least pop onto that page. There's no opt-in needed. If you don't, you know, if you don't give me your name and address, I don't care. I just want you to have this. Get on there, look at it, and know what you're talking about the next time somebody next to you starts up this conversation. There's no fee. There's no opt-in of any kind. There is, if you hit my calendar, then it's going to ask you some information. But other than that, you can come on in and just take this. It'll be worth it to you just to know what it is.
Well, and you really want to go to blackbots.com just so that you can see RJ and all of her different stances and how she's goofing around already. So you really get a feel for her. And she has this great page on the Black Belt Bots that literally gives you different things like how do you get started with bots, use your bots to engage your audience, get more subscribers for your bots, getting more subscribers for your bots part two, bot basics, what's your welcome strategy. You know, she's got all of these. And if you watch, the pictures keep changing and everything because she's goofing off at the same time that she's teaching. I will tell you that the last conference that we were both at, RJ was supposed to talk for like 20 minutes. Instead, she talked more like 70 or 90 minutes, but the entire group of about 300 people that were there could not get enough of her. I mean, she was funny. She was hilarious. She was teaching. I mean, and if you're going to have fun with something, and then, you know, she will show you how to do bots for yourself so that you learn how to do it and you're self-sufficient. Or there's people like me that look at the technology and go, yeah, I'm capable of learning that, but I don't want to. And then she has this do-it-all-for-you service. So if you don't want to learn how, if you don't want to play with it, you don't have to. It's like this, never mind, just turn it over to her, you know, and she'll ask you some questions and help you get started, and then she'll just do it all for you. So what's your favorite thing about the bots that you're finding bots are doing that previous things that you tried did not do, RJ?
I would say that my favorite thing about the bots is that instead of treating everyone who happens upon my chatbot like they're a number to market to, I get to connect with people. People are dying these days to feel heard, feel seen, and feel cared about. What if your marketing made people feel that way? It makes a huge difference to people when you treat them like you care. And here's an example. So talking about, you know, anybody's inbox, email inbox out there, it's filled with a whole bunch of stuff that you don't need. If I were to look at mine right now, I could tell you that I've got two people in there right this moment making offers to me of classes that I've already taken. Why is that? You know, it's almost like you don't even, you know, people, we don't even know who we're sending it to. We're just blasting information. The problem is that people have blinders on to all of that information these days. But when you reach out a hand and you be personal with them and you call them by name, all of which my bots are trained to do, then you start making them feel like they have a choice over the marketing that they're receiving, which is really cool nowadays when you can give people that choice. But also, they start to feel like you know them, like maybe you're not just another person out there hawking their service, like you are actually listening to the information. And I do this all the time. I create all of these different little paths that people, these little adventures, I call them, that people go down in my bot. And I can show them different things according to what they value, according to what they want out of the bot. My favorite thing, to answer your question in a short way instead of a long way like I just did, my favorite thing is that now I can have a shorter conversation with you that's much more valuable to you. And it's not just about me getting butts in a seat to a webinar or moving my product. A bot conversation is about both of us. Both of us have weight in this conversation. Both of us have a stake in spending time here. I get to be careful with my conversation. I get to offer them things that I know that they want based on past choices. I don't have to offer everybody the same way. My favorite thing is not treating everybody like a number, because everybody hates to be marketed to and everybody hates to be treated like a number. My bots treat you like you're a human, and we connect in that conversation. And that's what my favorite thing is. That was a long answer, my friend.
That's okay. Have you seen an improved connection or response with people once they started receiving bots versus blasts, what I just call blasts out?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. So I'll tell you a story of one of the things that made me switch over to chatbots just absolutely immediately was that I had taken a course that previous spring with a person who was, it was about setting up funnels and Facebook ads and all of these things. It didn't work out quite as I had hoped. I didn't get quite as much out of it as I had hoped. And I had paid, you know, multiple thousands of dollars for this class to teach me how to build a funnel. Well, so then a couple of months later, I ran into Boss, and then I thought to myself, because a client of mine needed some help. I had a client who kept making me a lot of promises about what she was supposed to get me to help her with her website. And she was never on time with these things. And so I built her this beautiful system. It was like Geek Christmas. It was so fabulous. It had a little reform where you report in. It had a spreadsheet that drew some graphs for you. It was so very nice. And I gave it to her, and she said, I love it. I'm going to try it. And then days went by. And more days went by, and she did not use that thing. So I called her a couple weeks later, and I said, hey, you're not using that at all. What's the problem? And she said, RJ, I have 5 children that need to exit this house in the morning with clothes on, fed, and with their homework in the right bag. I cannot take the time on my phone to go out to all these giant spreadsheets. Could you build me something? If you could build me something that made it so I could stay on Facebook, I would totally do it. And I thought to myself, well, I bet I can. So I built, and it's still online today, Accountabilibot. And Accountabilibot, it went into her inbox every day, her messenger inbox, and said, what 3 things do you want to get done today? And then at night, it would come in and say, what 3 things did you get done today, and how can we make tomorrow better? So I built her this little thing, and I released it to her, and I waited. And then, boom, she started answering it every single time. But then, I didn't know this, she flipped it out to a couple of different friends of hers who also put it on their Facebook walls. And then I had 70 people overnight in the bot, and they were answering these questions. And they were, you know, it was the same kind of questions that I would ask in my Facebook group every day that nobody would answer. And I was like, how is it that people are answering this bot that they know is a bot, but they won't answer me as a person in a Facebook group? It's because it's a one-on-one conversation. People can be vulnerable in a one-on-one conversation. They can't be vulnerable in front of a group of people sometimes. They don't want to be vulnerable. And so all of a sudden, I had all of these people answering these questions for me, and 4 of them turned into clients that very next week, and I spent $10 on that experience. $10 compared to the multiple thousands that I had paid for a coach to do a funnel for me. And that translation was the thing that smacked me in the face and said, it's time. It's time to turn everything over to conversational commerce, because I hate being marketed to. I hate feeling like I'm just another number to someone that they're blasting a message to, and they don't even know, they don't even have a concept of who I am, what I need, or what I might value. I'm tired of that kind of marketing, and I'm on a mission. I am on a mission to get a million people to change their marketing, because I think that the way that we do it traditionally discounts the individual so much that this chatbot stuff is going to blow everything else away.
Okay, so now, you know, my curiosity is my curiosity. So without mentioning last name, with five, that sounds like start with this accountability bot. But anyway, so I've got a curiosity. How could somebody who's not an author, who doesn't have to market to other people, but is just personal, could they keep and use bots to keep in touch? Friends. I mean, I look at it that if you looked at how many people were in my phone book,
yeah.
Okay, I would love to be able to just simply say, how are you doing today? And then be able to get an answer at weird hours between my clients, right? So that I engage with them and at the same time do it in a timely manner, but on my time zone instead of. Would something like that also work for people who wanted to stay in touch with their friends but doesn't find any, you know, regular time able to do that?
There would be an application and a use for that. I've never thought about that before. I've never thought about how to use them personally, but you certainly could. And you could, you absolutely could. I'm just thinking of a couple of programs on how to do that right now. You certainly could use it to stay in touch with people and with friends that you haven't seen for a while, and not necessarily, I mean, I'm sort of a fan of Facebook, but I also, we have a love-hate relationship, okay? And a lot of people are kind of turning away from that these days. We could create a bot that would do that, where it would not be on Facebook, that would just be between you and the person that you were sending it to. Which then that makes people a little bit more eager to answer questions as well. Yeah, my answer to the question is yes, my friend. It could be done.
So, because I'm thinking, you know, people like me that have lived in a lot of different places, okay? And so you gain some friends here, and then you move, you gain some friends there, and then you move, and you gain some friends here. You really care about everybody, but there's only so many a day. And the majority of the daytime hours are working. And I was just thinking, you could be sending bots, your friends could answer. And then at 2 or 3 in the morning, when I'm ready to talk to friends and they're all sleeping, I could actually answer.
Yeah, you could. Easily so. Crazy.
So
we just got a new bot idea.
So
that's awesome.
I was just thinking, that way, if you have a large family, if you have a large community, you could do it too on a personal basis and not just on, you know, a regular basis, you know, like a business basis. Anyway,
yeah.
Let's sit with that for a minute. We're going to go to commercial. It's about that time. It's a short commercial, everybody, a minute and a half.
How would you like to be able to read other people's minds? Well, the next best thing is here. When you know how to read a person's name, you know how the person thinks, feels, and behaves. Each letter in our name holds a key to unlock our true essence. Our name contains both our gifts and challenges in this lifetime. Nemology science discovers personality secrets hidden in the placement of the letters of our names, including the first and last impression people remember about us. Sharon shows us how to interpret the arrangement of letters as outlined in her book, Know the Name, Know the Person. Sharon Lynn Wyeth created Nemology Science after 18 years of research and testing her theories, and has supported thousands of people around the world in understanding themselves and others better. You'll enjoy Sharon's unique teachings as she shares her system to learn the gifts behind your given birth name. Even if you don't like your birth name, there are jewels in this book. If you're thinking of changing your name, ready to name your child, or wanting to get along better with others, this is the book for you. If you'd like to improve your relationships and change your life for the better, get the book today, Know the Name, Know the Person, or visit www.knowthename.com. That's www.knowthename.com.
Welcome back. This is Know the Name, Know the Answers. I'm your host, Sharon Lynn Wyeth. Our guest tonight is Archie Redden, who can be reached via her website at blackbeltbots.com. We're talking about computer bots. If you have any technology questions, it don't have to just be about bots. If you have any tech questions, you're having problems with the computers, and I know a lot of us during Mercury Retrogrades, you are welcome to call in and ask. We can expand the conversation beyond this, but I would really like for you to get to know RJ and see how she answers questions and how much fun she has with them. Anyway, so the phone number again is 888-627-6008. Again, 888-627-6008. And I understand that this is really a different topic than what we normally do on here. I just so wanted to introduce everybody to RJ because this is so incredible. It's a way of where we're going technology-wise, or a lot of people are to get more individual in our connections, especially as our circles improve. Now, you guys know me. You give me emails at knowthename.com, and I answer every single one. Very occasionally, my assistant will, but the majority of the time, I'm doing it again because I like that personal connection with you. I like to get to know who you are and what you're thinking. And some of you guys write me really long emails, and I still read them, and I still answer them. So this is a way for those of you that are doing something like that to make it simpler. And that I was thinking this is a way of me being able to say to people, hey, I haven't heard from you for a while. How are you doing? How are you? Then get back to them at my weird hours and schedule because my international clients I have different hours for, so I kind of work a split shift. And in between, I think, oh, good, I would love to call, but most of my friends would now be in bed. So anyway, different ideas for bots. So RJ, when most people start with their bots, okay, what's the biggest challenge? Just that they're uncomfortable with them, they haven't used them before, are they easy or hard for most people to learn? What's the biggest challenge and how do they overcome it when they're starting to use bots?
The biggest challenge in my mind that people need to overcome is one that you wouldn't even think is there, but it's totally there. When we write copy for emails, copy for websites, inside of brochures, sales pages, all of that stuff, we sort of use a very marketing-driven language a lot of the time. And we kind of are given to explaining things like way, way, way too much. When a lot of people start in Facebook Messenger or in other bot systems, they forget that they're having a conversation. And some of them will overload you into a huge text box worth of stuff. I've seen a ton of people do this, and it's difficult. It's hard on the reader because they're expecting short snippets. They're expecting what they've always seen in Facebook Messenger, a snippet from me, a snippet from you, and then we go back and forth. It's an exchange. Most people are still focused when they go to write a chatbot for the first time. They're still very, very focused on writing things in marketing speak and writing things that are way, way too long. So what I always tell my beginners is look at how much you're writing. If it's over 90 characters in a bubble, stop right there and start another bubble. Don't keep going on that same one. And so I do tell people, I just give people little limits like, hey, if it's bigger than this, you got to cut it down. You've got to allow the other person room to breathe in a conversation. So going back to that networking party again, if you've got somebody that walks up to you and maybe you get to stick your hand out and introduce yourself and maybe you don't, but that person starts talking right away and doesn't ever allow you into the conversation, what do you do? I mean, I know what
you back off and
you gotta get out of there. You gotta fake a heart attack. You gotta go refill a beverage that you don't have in your hand. You've gotta go do something because you know you don't want to continue that conversation. That person has shown through their body language that they're not interested in you. They're only interested in talking about them. So same thing with the chat bot. When you are first writing, think about that person across from you. Are you allowing them room to breathe, room to respond, room to ask questions of their own? If the answer to those questions is yes, you're doing a great job. If the answer to that question is no, then sometimes I've even had people whip out a pad of Post-it notes. And if you can't physically write on the Post-it note, if you find yourself overflowing a Post-it note, then that's a clue as well. Sometimes people just prefer the Post-it note method to kind of get them through. But that's another thing that I'll do to teach people. We need it short and sweet. We need it concise. And we need to let that other person breathe in the conversation. Because the difference between that first person who approached you and a person who approaches you, asks you questions, looks you right in the eye when you're answering those questions, repeats a little bit of your answer to clarify, asks a question about your answer. Those are the roads that you always want to go down. There is such a thing, and many, many people have studied this over the years, as the nonverbal communication. Some say it teaches us even more than a verbal communication. I'm here to tell you there's also nonverbal communication in bots. And you know, I know the way. If you take me up on that template, you'll have a template to fill, which means you can't make a mistake because I've already outlined everything for you and I've got notes everywhere telling you what to do so that you can write something that's conversational first time out of the gate. Does that answer the question?
That is so cool. And I'm sorry, my head kind of went in a different direction for a minute when you were doing Post-it notes. So I'm going to share with you, RJ, where my head went for just a minute before I brought it back to what you were saying. And I was thinking about all the Post-it notes. That when I was first a school administrator, I was academic dean for a very large high school. And the principal would come and sit with me every afternoon after all the students left and the majority of teachers. And we'd have these conversations about what happened today, what needs to happen tomorrow and everything. And we'd be talking and he'd say, remind me of that tomorrow. Because he'd come to my office and he'd constantly say, remind me of that tomorrow. And I would write the reminder on a Post-it note and I would put it on a suit jacket. And then we'd be talking some more. He'd go, oh, remind me of that. And I'd write it on another Post-it note, and I'd stick it on my suit jacket. So there was this time after one of our meetings, he walked back into his office, and you couldn't see his suit jacket. It was solid Post-it notes.
Nice. Excellent work.
You know, because I thought, how am I going to remember this for tomorrow? No, I'm writing it on a Post-it note and giving it to him right now.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know,
and they were
all short little whatevers, what he wanted to be reminded of. But anyway, it was a suit jacket of Post-it notes. And his secretary actually took a picture, which is why we, you know, and put it up there and said, Sharon, you need to find another way of communicating. So that was way back when, but it looks like it's coming back in a totally different style, much better than Post-it notes on a jacket. You know, on a suit jacket to have bots. And I noticed I text myself. I do my notes now and I text myself. Yeah. Only sometimes I accidentally go, oops, and I delete it. And I go, oh, no, what happened to those notes? Anyway, you know, because we get in the habits of you're done with something and you delete. And then I think, oh, yeah, that was to me. I shouldn't delete.
Right.
So if somebody was going to start working with you, RJ, what's the very first couple of questions that you ask them to consider to see if they're an appropriate person to really benefit from utilizing bots?
Well, I think that the folks that can really benefit from it have some, they show some signals to me. The first signal is, do you know what your message is? Do you know what that message is? Who are we trying to reach? How are we reaching them? What are the types of words that we use? Now, the reason I ask that and the reason that I need to know the answer is because I build avatars for people. So, like, for instance, the avatar in my bot, the person in my bot who gives you the tours and helps you with administrative things and answers your questions, I have a little ninja in there, and her name is Spinning Dragon. And she's got a little goggles and cape just like I do. And she kind of takes you through that interaction. I think that having those avatars, as you've mentioned, they've been, you know, important for you in the past. They lighten the mood. Everybody knows they're talking to a bot and not a human, because people have very different expectations talking to a bot versus talking to a human. It's important that they know they're talking to a bot. And what I need in there is, if you've got a message and an audience that we need to reach, and you know what types of words, then I can construct that avatar for you. If you kind of have an idea about where your business is going to go, or you know in the future that it's going to happen, you're not ready for bots quite yet. But if you do, if you have an established message, you know, if you've been in business a little bit, that kind of thing. If you've got it set up so that where I can take information you already have and build that avatar, those are the people that are best set up for success.
You know, it's a brand new way. Think if we were getting a cartoon character, and you know how cartoons have that little bubble where there's talk is, it's always put in the bubble. So when RJ was talking about, you know, we've got to make sure it's able to fit in that bubble, that's what she's talking about. So as you're looking at a cartoon character and they come up with that little bubble for what they're saying, you can't have a bubble that's a whole page. The bubble is short and small. And I think that's why we like cartoons, because they're quick. We can read from one to the next.
Yeah.
You know, and same with your bots. So I just look at the return rate on your bots. I mean, your bots are darling, RJ, but the return rate, could you give us a percent of the increase, or how many returns that you used to get? Like, let's say you put out 100 requests for people, how many you would get, and now that you're doing the same 100 requests with bots, approximately how many you get as returns?
Okay, well, I can tell you that when I'm evaluating these things, I look at, you know, I compare, the most direct comparison is, the most apples to apples is email to bots. So if you sent out 100 emails, you'd be doing darn good if you could get 20% to open them. That's doing darn good. Now, I know that you have a little bit of different relationship with your email, Sharon, especially if you're reading and replying to things and having conversations with people there. I would have to say you're a bit of an outlier there. You're a bit of a superstar. For most people, 20% makes them sing in the middle of the day. That's the open rate. And then the click-through rate is usually 1% or lower. That's people that click on, you know, whatever your link is to go wherever you want to send them or engage in some content or whatever. So that's email. Compare that to a bot. Bot open rate is 90%.
That's amazing.
It's amazing. People will open it because we used to be sending them through Messenger inbox. Now most people are moving to text. Texts have a higher open rate than anything on the earth. So the open rate, 90%, click-through rate is 40%. And that's across all of my bots. So think about the return on the investment then. See, a bot is a vehicle. It's a vehicle to deliver something to people, something of value, something you know that they want, deliver it in a personal manner. It's not up to us to the bot to sell, although some bots absolutely do have products in them. You know, your material is what sells people for you. I'm a vehicle. I'm a sleek, sexy Maserati, obviously. I'm a great vehicle, but you know, I can get people to click on that button. I can get people to connect with you, and I can get people to convert. It's still up to you to have materials in place that will convert them, but a bot is the best vehicle out there, as far as I'm concerned, in for getting from that very first cold start to walking them down a road to a different relationship with you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think the coolest part of all of this is that you also teach it to people. And I want to say for those listeners that are out there that are considering a new job or wanting to go in a new direction because they're bored with their current job, you could learn from RG how to do bots, and bots are coming into the future, and there's going to be big business in being able to create bots and bot systems for different people.
Oh, yeah.
Where RG just decided to start doing this full-time because of all of her other tech stuff she was doing 2.5 years ago, and you are now busier than busy, and you've hired people to help you.
I have a team working with me. It is the strangest thing. I could not have predicted this for you. In fact, my income over the past year and a half, my accountant and I were going over this the other day, it's up 325% from what it was. It's insane.
Because you're doing bots. And I was just thinking, for anybody who wanted to get into a new area, and I don't think it's hard. I think it's long. Does that make sense? I mean, it takes a while to learn it, but once you've got it, you've got it. And then you can just do it for others, and you've got a whole new career.
You do. And there is, oh my gosh, so much room out there for different people. I have found a little niche which is very important and cool for me, which is I work with mainly speakers, authors, coaches, entrepreneurs. But there are so many people out there who can benefit from chatbots, and huge companies can benefit from chatbots too. It's not just it's not just the smaller companies. Great big enterprises are coming to me. It's a little scary to talk to Toyota on the phone, but they're coming to me and they're saying, my customer service is not what I want it to be. How can you help? And I talk to them about getting a chatbot that will use artificial intelligence to discover the intent of someone's question, so that they don't have to go through, you know, six people transferring the call on to someone else. I can.
Okay, I got a new idea for you, RJ. Are you ready for this one?
I'm getting ready. I'm sitting down. Okay, now I'm ready. Yes.
Okay. Create a whole system of bots that you could sell, that people could fill in the blanks with their name and their date of wedding and where their stuff is, and literally say, instead of an invitation that gets sent out in the mail, people get bots inviting them to weddings and then get those interactions going with the people that whose wedding it's going to be. And wouldn't that be a delightful personal way of inviting everybody to somebody's wedding?
Oh,
anyway,
absolutely. Yeah.
A brand new
life for
you.
Yeah. Thank you. That's amazing.
Yeah. You're welcome. We are running out of time. Again, our show always goes so darn quickly. RJ, thank you so much for joining me. Again, this is Know the Name, Know the Answers. This is your host, Sharon Lynn Wyeth, signing off.